Harper Audio presents The Man Who Loved China, written and read by Simon Winchester. Copyright 2008 by Simon Winchester. Production copyright 2008 by HarperCollins Publishers. Prologue. On flying and aerodynamics. Someone asked the master, Go Hung, about the principles of mounting to dangerous heights and travelling into the vast inane. The master said, Some have made flying cars with wood from the inner part of a jujube tree, using ox or leather straps fastened to returning blades so as to set the machine in motion. From the Bao Puzi, AD 320, from Science and Civilization in China, Volume 4, Part 2. The battered old Douglas C-47 Skytrain of the China National Aviation Corporation, its chocolate-brown fuselage battle-scarred with bullet holes and dents, shuddered its way down through the rain clouds, the pilot following the slow bends of the Yangtze River until he had the sandspit landing field in sight in front of him and the cliffs of China's capital city to his left. The pilot lost altitude fast in case any Japanese fighters were lurking behind the Thunderheads, fixed his position by the batteries of anti-aircraft guns guarding the runway approach, and lined up between the rows of red and white painted oil drums that had been set down as markers. He trimmed his flaps, throttled back his two engines, grimaced as the plane lurched briefly in a sudden crosswind that was typical for this time of year, and then finally bumped heavily down onto the old riverbed that served as the nation's principal aerodrome. He braked, turned back and headed in past squadrons of parked American and Chinese fighter planes toward the glitter of Quonset huts.